VOA News, reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's chief negotiator says Tehran's delegation and six world powers are adjourning talks Sunday on reviving their 2015 nuclear deal and will return to their respective capitals for consultations as remaining differences cannot be easily overcome. He told Iranian state TV from Vienna, quote, "We are now closer than ever to an agreement, but the distance that exists between us and an agreement remains, and bridging it is not an easy job." He says negotiators will return to Tehran later Sunday, and it's unclear when formal talks will resume. Hardline Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi won Iran's presidential election on Friday and will take office in early August, replacing Hassan Rouhani. But it's unlikely to disrupt Iran's effort under Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has final say on all major policy, including restoring the nuclear pact with hopes to remove tough U.S. oil and financial sanctions. Israel Sunday condemned Raisi's election and said it would be a, quote, "regime of brutal hangmen," which with world power should not negotiate a new nuclear accord. Raisi has never publicly addressed allegations around his role in what the United States and human rights groups have called the extrajudicial executions of thousands of political prisoners in 1988. Aviation giant Emirates said on Sunday it will resume flights from India next week after Dubai lifted a ban imposed when coronavirus case spiked. The United Arab Emirates, which includes Dubai, suspended all flights from India in April in an effort to curb the spread of COVID-19. Emirates says it will resume carrying passengers from South Africa, Nigeria, and India starting June 23rd. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Norway's football community will on Sunday decide whether to boycott next year's World Cup in Qatar. Under pressure from grassroots activists, the Norwegian Football Federation is holding a special congress to decide whether to pass up football showpiece event. A spokesman of the Norwegian Supporters Alliance says the games in the Gulf state in 2022 will, quote, "unfortunately be like playing on a cemetery," using a term commonly employed by opponents of Norway's participation. Qatar has faced criticism for its treatment of migrant workers, many of whom are involved in the construction of stadiums and infrastructure for the 2022 World Cup, with campaigners accusing employers of exploitation and forcing laborers to work in dangerous conditions. Qatari authorities, meanwhile, insist they have done more than any country in the region to improve worker welfare. Russia's labor minister warned Sunday workers who refuse COVID-19 vaccinations in areas where they are compulsory could be forced to take unpaid leave as infections spike and inoculation drives remain slow. He added that the suspension would last as long as the decree for mandatory vaccination is in effect. Russian capital Moscow has ordered mandatory vaccination for residents working in the service industry, saying some 60% would have to be fully inoculated by August 15th. Seven other cities and areas, including St. Petersburg, have imposed similar rules, according to Russian media. Free jabs have been available across the country since December, but only about 19.5 million out of a population of 146 billion have received at least one dose of a vaccine, according to a monitoring website. And only 1.5 million of Moscow's roughly 12 million have been fully vaccinated, with a recent independent survey finding that 60% of Russians do not intend to get the shot. The capital city is recording about 9,000 cases a day over the past 3 days, far higher than 2 weeks ago when about 3,000 cases were recorded daily. Moscow's mayor says the highly infectious Delta variant, first identified in India, represents nearly 90% of new cases. And Pope Francis on Sunday appealed to Myanmar's military leaders to allow aid to reach displaced, hungry people who have fled fighting since the February 1st coup and to respect religious sites as places of sanctuary. Speaking at his Sunday blessings to crowd in St. Peter's Square, Francis said he wanted to add his voice to an appeal last week by Myanmar's Catholic bishops. The Pope has made many appeals for the release of political prisoners in Myanmar, and spoke of the, quote, "heartbreaking experience of thousands of people in that country who are displaced and are dying of hunger." Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And more.